What's up, everyone? Welcome to Ringside Geeks. My name is Dave. This is your home to all things professional wrestling, and we have a doozy of an episode for you today. And yes, I said the word doozy. I don't know who says that word. Yeah, I don't know who says that word anymore, but I just did, so suck it. Yeah, we're going to talk all things WrestleMania weekend, so we're going to dig into everything that's happening in and around the Big Apple for WrestleMania weekend, all the things you can find on the internet for this whole weekend, including right now while we're talking, there's stuff going on, so you'll miss that. But we're also releasing this a day early so that you can catch all of that good stuff and get it on your radar, and you can find it. Some stuff will be free, some stuff you'll have to pay for, whatever. If it's up in your wheelhouse, you're going to want to find it. So we're going to cover it. Joining me to break all of this down, and I saw the proof. There's research done, people. Not by this guy, but Tom's here.
I'm here. I am, and I'm pointing at the WrestleMania sign right now. I am.
There you go.
Can't see it, but I am.
He's doing that from his jail cell, apparently. He got arrested Monday night, too, for beating up some women backstage.
Ooh, what?
Man.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens?
They get all up in his face for stealing his WrestleMania moments.
That's right.
Okay. Women needing to have the main event. What the hell?
Sometimes you got to handle your business, son.
Okay. Also joining us, and they're the ones that I saw with the research, it's John.
What's going on?
And Monroe.
Hey, guys.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a different kind of weekend, whether you're a WWE fan or not. How excited are you for this weekend as a whole? And anybody can start.
Oh, I'm thrilled, man. I'm thrilled because it's Wednesday night, and I basically am going to be watching wrestling all the way through until late Sunday night. And for someone whose favorite thing in the world is professional wrestling, it's the best. It's like Christmas.
All right. What, Monroe?
What he said. No, it's a lot happening. So many different companies. You get to see so many different matchups. Some are dream matchups. So many different wrestlers. No matter what company you watch or like, there's always something for somebody on this weekend. So that's what's so exciting about it. Can you feel it in the air, y'all? It's WrestleMania season again, and WrestleMania weekend, and it's just awesome to be a fan at this time.
All right, Tom?
I'm lukewarm excited, you know. It just don't want to blow it out of proportion because it is WrestleMania, and it's like 12 hours long. But I'm going to see Kiss on Saturday, so that's what I'm excited about. And NXT on Friday, and Kiss, and then that 12-hour fiasco I'll watch.
Kiss, Jesus. All right. Yeah, whether you like the card or not, WrestleMania is always kind of a cool feeling to me. The card never really pans out the way like it used to in the old days, but there's still an electricity in the air, especially for TakeOver. So for me, yes, it's exciting. I unfortunately will be out of town, but I can still watch TakeOver on the night it happens, and I'll just have to watch half of the WrestleMania card when I get home around 9 o'clock at night from St. Louis. So I'll be home around 9 o'clock, and we'll just be getting started with the show, right?
Wow.
The main events will just be getting started.
Probably.
Yeah, as I look at it now, there's 15 matches with 3 confirmed for the pre-show. So yeah, I got plenty of time to get home. Or maybe I'll just put it on streaming while I'm driving like I did with Fastlane.
That's safe.
Well, I don't watch it. I just listen to it. Or in the case of the Mustafa Ali triple threat match, I pulled over and watched the whole damn thing.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had to. And I needed gas anyway, so I was like, yeah, I'll just wait. So, all right. We got a lot to cover, and we're going to do it in roughly 2 hours. I'm going to try not to go over because that file gets big, gets hard to upload to the website. So, but I think it's important, and I should have told you guys this beforehand, but I think 3 of us out of the 4 of us have watched it. Maybe Tom caught it. I doubt it, though. He's a busy guy. The John Oliver episode that talked about the WWE.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the independent contractor status. Now, for the most part, people in the business praise it, but There's some old schoolers and people that are currently under contract that disagree with it, saying it's easy to say a lot of that stuff, but it's not generally the way things are done or have been done in the past until recently. And some things do take time. We all know that. Look at the women's division. How long that's taken in within the WWE, I'm saying, not outside of that. I think it's important to recognize a couple things and not to argue with Oliver. I'm going to go with Oliver on this. I think there should be a union for these people, the wrestlers, the segment of America. Wrestlers should have a union. They should have health care, and they should just generally be taken care of better as employees of WWE. In my humble opinion. Now, I've been an independent contractor a few times, mostly in the IT world, and it is a means to an end for employers where it's a temporary job, not usually always temporary, especially in the IT world. You're pretty much constantly an independent contractor unless the company wants to hire you on, which does happen. That's not uncommon at all, but they do that just so, like, they don't have to pay you health care and things of that nature. So it does happen outside of just the wrestling world, where independent contractors aren't taken care of. Granted, I'm not putting my life on the line when I go to fix somebody's printer. You know, nobody's going to break my neck when I go bring out a new cartridge for a printer.
It depends where the printer is.
They might. I worked at Harley Davidson. There's some weird people there. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. I'm sure we all agree in the fact that change needs to happen. We're in a new world of wrestling, I think. And even if you're outside of the WWE and you're an independent wrestler, you're not taken care of either. You have to pay your own health care. You have to pay your own travel a lot of the time, your own hotels, that kind of stuff. And I believe even WWE employees, from last I remember, they pay for their own hotels unless it's WrestleMania weekend. Then I think they get that comped. But they pay for their own hotels, and usually they pay their own travel unless it's international.
Yep.
So that definitely holds true to the independent contractor status. So part of their millions of dollars that they make, and not all of them make $1 million, but goes towards all of that travel 365 days a year, or at least almost all of it. You know, they don't get many days off, and there is no off season, as was stated. And I don't know necessarily that wrestling would work with an off season, but that's why you can cycle people in and out of storylines. You can give a certain chunk of your roster time off to rest and recuperate and have a family, while the other part takes over while they're gone. And WWE definitely has enough star power to sustain that and not lose ratings. You know, if I don't know, AJ Styles goes on vacation, somebody can jump into that spot. Not as big as AJ, but close to it, or get the opportunity to become as big as AJ. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. So there's my soapbox. Anybody else want to add to that conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that, you know, like you said, this is an industry-wide problem. However, I think WWE does kind of deserve a majority of the flack because they are so rich and lucrative, and they make so much money that it's, to me, it's kind of outrageous at this point that their employees, at the very least, don't have some kind of health insurance and you know, that they still have to pay for all of this stuff. It, you know, I just feel like it's kind of unfair, especially to the people who are lower on the totem pole in that country, because, you know, you can't go out and make more money for yourself. You can only go out and make what the company enables you to make. You're not a freelancer anymore. So, you know, again, it is an industry-wide problem, and I hope that there is something enacted that doesn't just affect WWE. I want it to affect, you know, all of professional wrestling and make it so that wrestlers can afford quality health care and, you know, are taken care of because they put their bodies on the line to entertain us, whether it's in front of 25 people or 25,000 people. So that's all I've got.
Yeah, and I think it's important, too, that we talk about the fact that the fans helped take care of a lot of these guys when they needed help, too.
Absolutely. GoFundMes and all that stuff.
Right, and that was brought up in the piece too. I do think, and it shouldn't be the main crux of the piece, John Oliver's dig at Roman Reigns was ill-timed.
There was no need for that, honestly. And it went over like a fart in church, as far as I'm concerned. Didn't even really laugh at it. So when you're trying to get your point across, I just didn't see the need to really, like, throw, I don't know, I guess like a low blow in there.
I don't know if it was so much a low blow. I mean, he wasn't really talking about Roman himself. He was just making a correlation between his hair and whatever weird British joke that was. I watch John Oliver a lot. He does that a lot with those jokes, so it's not surprising to me at all that he would do that. I just don't think it was nearly as big of a deal as people making it out to be. And it definitely shouldn't have taken away from the main point of that segment. And for so many people, for too many people, it really is, and that's a shame. Because whether you agree with anything else John Oliver says, or whether you like the piece or not, I think that conversation does need to be had. And I think something needs to be done because, like we've already said, these guys work a lot and they go through so much and they put their bodies on the line for our entertainment. They deserve to be taken care of, especially by their employer. I mean, some of them are so loyal to whichever company, not just WWE, to whichever company they work for, and they deserve to be taken care of. I mean, I wouldn't want to work anywhere and not get any of that stuff, you know. Even as an independent contractor, if I was putting my body on the line week in, week out, day in, day out, like that, like that's crazy, especially for a profession where injuries occur all the time. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they definitely deserve to be taken care of. And I really hope, instead of people being outraged, instead of companies getting mad and trying to retaliate, I really hope they take heed of what he said and take into consideration that, hey, you know what? Maybe we do need to make some changes for our talent. Because they deserve it.
And I think, you know, like I said, I would like to see this throughout the entire industry. But again, this kind of thing is expensive for companies to take on.
Oh, sure.
So that's why I think WWE is the one that people look at, because they, at this point, should be able to afford that kind of care for their individuals. And I would argue that there are other organizations out there, too. But you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Tom, anything?
I just kind of find it, the timing of this is a little bit weird for me, and I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched some excerpts, but one of the things that popped off with, you know, everyone's craze of AEW is that they're going to have the new healthcare for their wrestlers. So what, to me, it almost sounds like John Oliver jumped on this to kind of point it out to everyone else within the industry where, okay, this newfound branch product is going to do this. Why isn't everyone else? Well, you can go back and look in history. The NFL even didn't do it for a long time. I mean, under contract, you got taken care of, but they're still trying to fight for retirees to get health benefits. So this is not something that's going to happen overnight. I believe it should happen, but it shouldn't be caused by a hot topic conversation. It should happen because it should just, it's the right thing to do. Because what Monroe said, what John said, even you, Dave, these guys work 365 days a year for everyone else's entertainment, and they are independent contractors. They have to provide their own ways to get there, ways to stay there. So let's kind of give a little bit back. They should be offered this kind of health care. To me, it just seemed a little bit ill-timed because of that. It stuck in my mind when I heard it that this is what AEW had said, and I'm thinking, yeah, this guy's just trying to jump on board with that to make it a hot topic. I might be wrong. That's just me.
I definitely think they cashed in with it being WrestleMania weekend. I have no doubt about that. I mean, it is a TV show. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
And he did it under the guise of being a wrestling fan. I don't think for a second that he's a real wrestling fan.
No, I don't believe he is at all.
Which is fine. It was a funny segment. Don't get me wrong. The beginning of that was really funny. And everything he praised it for was funny. And it's a comedy show, like you guys said. It's meant to make jokes with the Roman Reigns thing, and it's a comedy show with facts integrated, like The Daily Show and things like that. So as long as you know what it is going in, you can have some fun with it. He takes on, you know, big, like robocalls was a part of the show as well, and how many robocalls there are in the world, and makes jokes about that. And at the end of it, he sent, like, I don't know, a billion robocalls to the FCC to get it fixed.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's the kinds of things that he does. And I think he does it for a good cause. But again, don't forget, he is an entertainer and he is trying to get ratings. So that's why this happens during WrestleMania week and not during Fastlane. but it's a topic that does need to be discussed, like you said. So, and it definitely needs to be approached within the WWE, and there's no saying that it won't, and it can't.
There's no saying it won't. You have
a guy who worked in the business for so long in Triple H who knows what it's like. Granted, he's still doing that kind of schedule with a family, behind the scenes, so he might be less sympathetic, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word. He seems to understand the plight of the professional wrestler. Granted, whether he's still burying them or not, you know, that's always the joke about Triple H. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that rant, but
no, I think you're right on it, because a lot of people are discounting. Okay, yeah, back in the day, Triple H had the everybody he's burying, everybody he works with. This is the guy who created NXT, and I think he's done a great job with NXT. He is still a mainstay within the company as a character, but he's also the guy behind the scenes who everybody has to know is going to take over when Vince steps away, if that ever happens. But if he does, you're right. Triple H is a guy who's been in the business for a long time, and he's got to be listening to this, and may be the guy to say, okay, I can change what wasn't here before. He's changed it already when it comes to bringing in the indies, bringing in the other guys. Maybe now it is, maybe Triple H will be that kind of guy that says, okay, let's change it all.
Yeah, I mean, we're not to get on a rant about Triple H, but you look at the changes he's made with the certain guys he's been able to sign that aren't WWE guys. So,
exactly.
So we'll see. We'll see. And of course, the influence of a company like AEW is going to weigh into what they do and what succeeds there. Just because they say they're going to do stuff doesn't mean it's going to work. That's not.
That's true, but I don't think I would disagree with Tom when he said that that was the cause for this. I don't know necessarily.
No. I'd say cause. I think that was the plant. The seed was out there, and I think got a hold of it and said, okay, if this new branch is going to do it, why doesn't everybody else?
Okay, I see what you're saying. I agree with that. Then I thought you were talking more that was the reason why, but. You're saying more that it became a discussion point now because AEW brought it up.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, mainstream people might not know what's going on. I could see the writer's room, you know, a fan saying, you know, hey, there's this AEW company and they brought up something about healthcare. And when I looked into it, WWE doesn't have, you know, that kind of thing. And then they're like, well, let's roll with it. We can do this in an episode.
Exactly.
Something like that. Not necessarily AEW is the reason for it, but maybe just
Cody wasn't on the line with John Oliver.
Right.
Hey, guys, hey, look
right.
What we're doing.
He may have been.
No.
For a cup for, you know,
for the Jaguars fan.
Right. Turncoat. For a company that wants to go fresh and young, they signed the oldest man to do their commentary. So I don't know.
Next week when John Oliver takes a super kick.
Yeah. Right. And gets, you know, Rikishi'd.
Oh boy.
But yeah. Anyway, so yeah, go check that out. It's on you can watch the whole segment on YouTube, so you don't have to have HBO to watch that. Check it out, it's worth watching, especially if you're listening to this podcast, you're a wrestling fan and you want to know more. Granted, that's one side of the story. I'm not saying he's wrong, and I'm not saying he's right, but a representative from the WWE reached out to them according to somebody. Reached out to him and said they have a response to every one of his points, and they didn't listen to the WWE's representative at all.
Yeah, I call bullshit on that.
Right. I don't know whether that was true or, you know, that kind of thing. So, anyway.
I think one of my biggest heartburns of it was that I saw on Twitter that an asshat like Ryback chimed in. Dude, you hurt more people than anybody, okay? You're the reason people need health care.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're the reason CM Punk is pooping in the ring.
Not just Punk. I didn't mean it just Punk.
All right. Let's.
Smell what you're pooping.
Wow. Let's move on to bigger and better things. All right. Now to talk WrestleMania weekend. We could sit here and talk about the week that was. I'm sure there's lots of things to get into, but why do that when there's so much more to happen this weekend? So we're gonna dig right into that, and I'm actually going to turn things over to John and Monroe. I'm going to let them start instead of end the show like we usually do.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, so we're actually watching a show right now. It's the first show, I think, that actually came on technically for WrestleMania weekend. It's Beyond Wrestling presenting Uncharted Territory. It's going to be a new episodic series that they have on Fight TV and independent wrestling TV or something like that.
Yeah,
it's been pretty good so far. SoCal Uncensored versus Chris Dickinson and LAX was pretty good. We saw a tag team match between who else did we see? It was AR Fox versus Chris Stratlander, who I had never seen before, and it's a lot of intergender wrestling on this one. Yeah. Kimberly was on it.
She wrestled somebody.
Yeah.
MJF.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a pretty good show so far.
I hate MJF so much. Anyway.
Kayfabe or no?
No. I saw his tweet.
No, you're supposed to hate him, though.
Right, yeah. Oh, he's an idiot.
he's an idiot.
I saw his tweet today. AEW shared it, and I follow AEW, and I was like, okay, you're going to make up a whole thing about Rosie O'Donnell?
What?
Yeah.
You didn't see that? He made up a whole, like...
How he was insulted by Rosie O'Donnell and her ugly staff.
Oh, that show.
Yeah. Did you see the clip, though?
No, I didn't.
Oh man. It's so adorable.
It is cute.
Oh, man.
He needs to sing more often.
Yeah. He should have gone for it because it's about him being an opera singer. That was what he wanted to do. And he was going to be, he should do opera singing as a gimmick, I think.
Tai Chi. Hello.
They can be the American Tai Chi. As horrible as
that
sounds.
Do we want that, really?
No,
we don't.
Fine. All right, so we're just going to go over a bunch of different shows and kind of highlight the highlights so you guys can get a good idea of everything that's going on this weekend. We've got showtimes, and we'll just kind of run through everything and kind of take turns so it doesn't get too stale. But there is a lot of wrestling going on. Most of it, I think, is going to be on Fight TV.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with Thursday. So tomorrow the wrestling starts at 3 p.m., and it's going to start with WXW. Their show is going to feature wrestlers like Lucky Starr taking on David Starr, or Lucky Kid, I'm sorry, taking on David Starr, LAX, Shigehiro Irie, and Darby Allin. And then tell us what you know about you and Lufisto.
Well, Lufisto has been around forever. She started wrestling in like 97, so she's pushing 40, actually.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know, she's been around. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For a long time, she's wrestled everywhere. Shimmer, Shine, Mexico. Like, she's done it, everything. And I think she's retiring this year. So this is her last hurrah, if you will, her last WrestleMania weekend. So it's be sad to see her go. She's been a mainstay in the independent wrestling. So that's a veteran right there for sure that we're going to miss. And you, I don't know too much about. She mainly wrestles for DDT and Tokyo Joshi Pro, which we somewhat watch, but not real. We don't keep up like we should. I do know she was trained by Takamichi Noku, who we all remember who that is.
Indeed.
He will be wrestling this weekend too, I think. So
yeah, he's going to be on some different cards for sure.
Yeah, so that match actually may be really good.
We'll
see. That's one to look for.
We'll see. WXW is working with DDT. DDT is working with Evolve. All of this is happening because WWN are throwing like a collective group of shows in the same building. So they're exchanging talent and stuff. So that's why, you know, these cards are so kind of crazy and unique. You're not going to get to see these matchups anywhere else. So I think that's
really cool.
A draw for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Another show at 3 o'clock. The one I'm looking forward to is Josh Barnett's Blood Sports. And that we saw last year was Matt Riddle's Blood Sport, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the show. That's like the catch wrestling, almost MMA shoots fight style. And I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, Hideki Suzuki versus Timothy Thatcher. That's going to be absolutely insane. Killer Cross taking on Davey Boy Smith Jr. And you just know that those two guys, especially with Cross's background in MMA,
I didn't know
that could really go off. Yeah.
That would be woof.
Minoru Suzuki is going to get in the ring with Josh Barnett. I mean, just the spectacle of that will be something. And then deathmatch specialist Masashi Takeda from Big Japan is coming in to face Jonathan Gresham. I'm not really sure if Takeda has any MMA background, but I'm looking forward to that one because Gresham can tie you into a knot.
Yeah, sure.
He's a great wrestler.
He's really good.
So why don't you tell us about the next show?
The next one is the WrestleCon Super Show. And now this one has a really awesome card, but I think this is a show that had a lot of matches with the Dragon Gate guys that they had to switch up the entire card because those guys couldn't get their visas, which is so unfortunate. I mean, I know you were, and I was too, looking forward to seeing. Man, they had a lot of great matches.
Both of the WrestleCon shows, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. I can guarantee one person that has their visa, and it's Ian Richter.
Oh! Call him up. Get him on the line. Get him booked.
He needed a visa. Okay.
He is surprise booked in every show on WrestleMania weekend.
All right.
Wow, he's going to be making that money.
He really is. He's going to have a busy weekend. But his WrestleCon Super Show will feature matches like a lot of dream matches for a lot of people. Will Ospreay versus Bandito, which should be insane. Yes. Insane.
As long as Will Ospreay doesn't break his neck doing a... Never mind.
Doing anything.
Well, I saw that was the anniversary of that Phoenix... The botched Phoenix splash.
Oh, yeah, where he... With his head in the ring.
Right.
I remember watching it last.
With Marty Scurll.
That was rough.
That was with Marty Scurll, right?
Yep.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
Cut his whole forehead open on the ring apron.
That was so scary.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah, he posted like a still of it, and it's nasty.
Yes, it is.
And there's a Twitter account now that says Will yeah. Will Ospreay's neck.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Also, Dragon Lee versus Cavernario, who is a very, very awesome professional wrestler, luchador from Mexico. Got to go caveman, is what Cavernario means, caveman. Caveman gimmick going on, but he is so much fun to watch. He's really, really good. And the match with Dragon Lee should be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to get a lot of time, but if they do, it could be the match of the weekend, to be honest.
Yeah, seriously.
Cavernario is like one of my wrestlers of the year so far, and Dragon Lee has had some pretty great weekends too, so I'm looking forward to this one. I think I'm looking forward to this more than the Ospreay and Bandito ones.
Same, for sure. Also, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Shane Strickland, who is he headed to NXT?
Likely heading to NXT. Yeah,
very possible. And then Masato Tanaka, who we've mentioned already, I'm sure, versus Eddie Kingston.
Yep. So, and then that card is also going to feature Rey Fénix, Pentagon Jr., Taurus from AAA, who's a beast. You're going to see a lot of him this weekend. Jushin Thunder Liger, who is probably going to be wrestling his last matches in the United States until the other New Japan U.S. shows. But, this is going to be like one of the last opportunities to see him wrestle live in the States. Also, Arez from Mexico, from, I believe, CMLL, and he's kind of a freelancer now. And SoCal Uncensored, who we just saw on this Beyond Wrestling show. 7 o'clock p.m., we've got DDT, which is very similar to the DDT card that we saw earlier. What was that show called?
I have no idea.
I forget. But
if the letters DDT are involved, you know Ian Richter will be there.
Oh, boy.
Ian Richter's showing up on that one, for sure. But the main event is going to be Konosuke Takeshita taking on Daisuke Sasaki for the KOD Openweight Championship. That's their world heavyweight title. There's also going to be a Weapon Rumble.
Oh boy.
Which is Mao versus Sanshiro Takagi. I believe Takagi is the owner of DDT, and he wrestles quite frequently for the company, which is kind of cool.
That's okay. Let's pause for a second. Let's do a little roundtable opinion thing, just for real quick. If you owned a wrestling company, would you wrestle for it?
Absolutely.
Yes, I wouldn't. I wouldn't put myself over though.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either.
I would absolutely, and my character would be.
Ian Richter. There you go.
That's great.
I don't know if I would actually wrestle, but I would be a character for sure.
Yeah, I would probably wrestle, but like John said, I wouldn't put myself over, and yeah. I would try and get the other people over for sure.
I would do like this guy does. He wrestles in comedy matches.
Oh
for
yeah.
The most part.
Oh yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, last time when he comes back, he's on a current cough mute right now. So.
Ah, okay. Yeah, gotcha. There's also going to be an Iron Man Heavy Metalweight Championship Battle Royal, which from the last show, from what I remember, was a lot of fun.
It was
heavy,
a lot of fun.
Heavy Metal Weight?
Yes, and that is was at one time held, and I have it on good information, that Shinsuke Nakamura will be live at DDT in New York for this show.
Really?
He's a former Iron Heavy Metalweight Championship holder.
Interesting.
And if you guys don't know, and if you don't know who Shinsuke Nakamura is, he's... I mean, we're talking one of the greatest of all time here.
Yeah. Shinsuke.
Right. Real quick, Tom, we asked everybody, if you owned a wrestling promotion, would you wrestle for it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And which...
Book myself to the world title. What are you talking about?
I knew you would.
Grand Slam at the same time, champion.
Wow. Which of your wrestling personas that I know of would you be? Or would it be a new one?
I don't know. I'm pretty... Of the ones you know of.
Would it be any of those, or would it be a brand new one?
I'd probably go with the brand new one.
Okay, because
I've grown up since then.
I wouldn't. It'd be Ian Richter all day, every day.
Yeah.
All right. All right, sorry. I interrupted, but yes, please.
No, you guys are fine. You're keeping it fresh and entertaining. We also got Miyu Yamashita versus Maki Ito. Do you know... those two? I believe Miyu Yamashita is the girl who was signed to AEW or is going to appear, right?
No.
I don't think that's...
No.
Oh, no, Yuka Sakazaki.
No. Yeah, it is.
Absolutely no.
No. No, I don't think... she's the one that won the Battle Royal thing we saw last time.
Was she? Okay.
I think that's who that is. We don't watch Tokyo Joshi Pro. We should.
We should, but we're not... I'm not familiar with it at all.
But we don't. So we're not very... I know Maki Ito. I've seen her before. She's the one that's always flipping people off.
DDT fans are pissed off if they're listening to us. They're like, who are these people talking about us? Sorry.
They call themselves experts.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Marks.
And then at 10 o'clock, we got probably one of the shows that I'm looking forward to most. It's Impact Wrestling presenting United We Stand. This card is absolutely fucking insane. Lucha Brothers versus Rob Van Dam and Sabu in a death match. Wait. And just a side note.
Let me get that parental advisory note on this episode.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
When it comes to
Impact, it's that crazy. It's a crazy weekend.
Yeah.
When it comes to Impact, I don't know if we're going to circle back to them, but Rob Van Dam did sign an extended contract with Impact Wrestling.
So. Oh, I'm awake. What were we talking about?
Oh, come on. Give it a chance.
I did. I watched a lot of it.
See? You watched it last weekend, I think.
I think she, yeah.
Yeah, because I wanted, babe. I really wanted to see Scarlett wrestle.
Yeah, I bet. That's why we all watched
That's why we were all waiting with bated breath.
I don't want to take away from what you were going with, but does anybody else think we're going to see Rob Van Dam and with the Rascals in a little,
a little backstage thing. Token.
Oh, God, help me. I would mark out for that.
That would be amazing. That's a great idea.
Seriously, it was the first thing I thought of. And then the second thing I thought of was, is it 1998 in Rob Van Dam signing? No.
Somebody of his stature.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right. They do. They need someone who's more of a veteran and can draw, I think, to be honest.
Yeah, kind of.
But I was going to say, Tom, what do you think? Because you're the Impact guy, so what do you think of RVD? Does that draw you in at all? Or
I have always been a big RVD fan, but I just don't know what I'm getting because I haven't seen RVD in a long time. And
sorry.
My biggest thing with I've seen with Impact is I don't like the way some of the matches have looked where they're so scripted. And I tweeted this out where... let me stand around and wait for you to hit your move. I don't like that. And I seem to see that. It doesn't look as fluent as I've seen it before.
I got you.
Now, there's teams that do. Oh, yeah. Lucha Bros, LAX. Yes, those guys just go. But there's guys that seem like, oh, let me stand around and wait for you to hit me with a move. And I don't like that.
Sure.
I got you.
So, yeah, the rest of this card, Sammy Callahan versus Jimmy Jacobs. Jimmy Havoc. In a Monsters Ball match, yeah.
That is going to be insane.
That's going to be wild.
Not watching that one.
Havoc has no regard for his own body.
No, he doesn't.
And Sammy Callahan has no regard for Jimmy's body.
That's right. No. It's going to be insane.
So Jimmy might not be able to live up to his AEW contract after that match.
No, he might not. It's going to probably be one of the most, if not the most violent match of the entire weekend.
Yeah, I have not faith in that.
Somebody in Titan Towers is like, yeah, this is why we fired this dude.
Yeah. We told you.
Told you. We saw it coming.
This guy is mentally unstable.
So scary. And he looks scary. He is scary. But when you hear him talk, he's like, hey, mate, you want to give it a go? Then it's like light bulbs.
He's eating light tubes. Yeah.
It's like Tamatanga.
He's like, he's going to bash himself in the face. You're like, step away from me, Harry Potter. Step away.
Oh, wait, he's Australian, man.
But he's little. You know?
Oh, okay. Okay. Silent crickets.
No, you're fine.
Ultimate X match, which Ultimate X matches are usually pretty good. You've got Jack Evans, who's insane. Yes. AR Fox, who's insane.
Yes.
Johnny Impact, who will probably do some cool stuff. So that'll be a pretty good match.
Hopefully he doesn't do a promo because he's terrible.
Yeah, please, God.
Whoa. There's some shade. I love it.
There you go.
Johnny promo.
Johnny
promo.
I cheated on you. With me.
What?
What's that even mean?
I did it for The Rock.
What?
Unbelievable. Rich Swann was scheduled to be taking on Yamato for the X Division Championship, but instead they replaced him with Flamita, who's one of my favorites, so that should be a pretty good match. And then the Knockouts Champion.
They didn't replace Rich Swann, they replaced.
Yeah, they replaced Yamato.
Right. Yeah, visa issues from what I read.
Right, yeah, that's what it was.
He's one of those Dragon Gate guys.
Again, you know who doesn't have visa issues, guys?
Yeah, call him up, baby. Triple threat.
He's pretty incredible.
There you go.
And then finally, the Knockouts Championship match, Fatal 4-Way between Taya Valkyrie, Jordan Grace, Rosemary, and Katie Forbes. Not as familiar with Katie Forbes, but
she's got her own magazine.
You know what I was hoping for this, John, and I was hoping because I had just read that she finally got her, I don't know if it's a release, but a get out of jail. I was hoping they were going to put Ivelisse in this match.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That would have been great.
That would have been, oh, my God. I would have been on board with this.
I'm with you on that one for sure. So, yeah, that's for Impact. I mean, that's a pretty damn solid card. They've got guys from MLW coming in. Cotto Brazil is going to be on this card. Low key. It's going to be a fun time for Impact for sure. Probably one of their best cards all year. Then at 10:55, one of our personal favorite shows of last year was Kaiju Big Battle.
Woo!
And they're coming back for their 25th Silver Jubilee, which should be pretty fun. you're gonna see a lot of the same shows. Some of the same faces from last year's show, but she's cracking up over here.
I just saw someone's name. So it's Erebus, right?
Erebus
versus Power Ranger.
Power Ranger. Well, my favorite is Burger Bear.
Oh, Burger Bear! Remember he got busted open last year.
Burger Bear comes out in a Burger Con's costume, and it's got this like little flap on it that like somebody will hit him and it will squirt out ketchup everywhere.
I remember you talking about this.
Yes.
Kaiju Big Battle is so much fun.
They do a great job.
It's so funny, y'all.
But isn't wrestling supposed to be realistic?
Sure.
Yeah. Right.
This is just like Progresu. No, if you just want to have a good time and watch people do a bunch of stupid things and have a good time while doing it, probably drunk, then this is the show for you.
Most likely
it's
drunk.
It's a great time at is midnight, what it is. Yeah.
I was just kidding, guys.
Hey, we get it, man. Sometimes you just have to, you know, chill
just
out.
Just relax, man.
Yeah, just chill.
That's what that whole cosplay wrestling company is all about.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
So then we wake up on Friday, 10 o'clock a.m., WrestleCon presents U.S. versus the World. This is the one that took more of a hit from the Dragon Gate guys leaving. This was full of Dragon Gate guys. But unfortunately, they're not going to be able to make it.
What day and time is this?
10 o'clock a.m. on Friday morning.
Ian Richter usually doesn't get up before 11, but if there's people with visa problems, he'll be there.
He'll be there.
All right. Well, we'll throw a little extra dough his way for this one.
Right.
How does that sound?
And some scrambled eggs.
Seeing as you are his agent, like, you know, you can make it
happen. I could be him. You don't know.
So that card's going to have guys like Brian Cage taking on Masato Tanaka. And that's Masato Tanaka from ECW. It's insane. Sammy Guevara. Versus
how old is Masato? How old
is
he?
Like 85.
Yeah, I know.
What is he doing in the ring with Brian Cage?
He's going to kick Brian Cage's ass is what he's going to do.
So this is what I'm saying. He's going to, at 80, going to run circles around Cage.
And I mean that. I mean all due respect because I love Brian Cage.
No.
Tanaka. Zero
due respect to Brian Cage.
No, it's all due respect to Tanaka. Yeah. Respect your elders, Dave. Damn it.
I respect Tanaka. I hate Brian Cage.
Why do you hate
him? I don't hate him as much as I hate MJF, but...
Oh, wow. Who does?
Tanaka should be pretty old.
Yeah, no, we're watching Tanaka right now, and he's kicking David Starr's ass, and he's keeping up in the ring, too. So
yeah, he is.
I don't really care if a dude's older, like Minoru Suzuki, if you can still wrestle.
I respect the hell out of Tanaka, but yeah, he is 85 years old.
Oh, yeah, no, he's definitely older, that's for sure.
What's his first name? I always forget his first name.
Masato.
Masato, yeah. He is 46 years old.
It
feels like he was like 12 when he joined the business.
Well, he joined in 93, so he was 20.
Wow.
But yeah, it seems like he's been in the business forever.
Forever, yeah.
Unreal. So also on the U.S. versus the World show, David Starr versus Daga, Rich Swann versus Jairo Eichmann, Kuroshio, who is from, he's a freelancer from Japan. He's worked in DDT and places like that. LAX versus the New Heart Foundation, so Davey Boy Smith and Teddy Hart. That could be a really good match. And then the one that I'm personally looking forward to the most is Taurus versus Darby Allin. I love Darby Allin. He sells his ass off. And Taurus is a big bruiser, but he can also really, he's very deceptively quick.
I think
those two things are going
to
be great.
I go back to when we saw him injured at an Evolve show, and he was on one leg. He had crutches.
Yes.
I'm like, this is one of your wrestlers. He looked like nothing. Like when you talk about small wrestlers,
very small.
You talk about small wrestlers. Usually, HBK comes up, Daniel Bryan, but in real life, they're not small. Darby Allin could fit in your pocket. Like he's Trish. He's like Trish Stratus small.
He's small.
He really is.
And I'm saying all that in to his credit because he's impressive.
And that's the thing. I think that plays to his strengths because he's a great underdog babyface who takes a beating.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He bumps his butt off for guys.
Yeah.
But then he fires up and comes back and he always seems to have the crowd on his side, which is why I kind of like the guy.
He's basically Spider-Man.
So
it's like a smaller Mikey Whipwreck.
That's right.
Much smaller.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely smaller.
Because Mikey was a big dude all along.
Yep. So then at 10 a.m., we've also got Shimmer 113, which the one match that I noted in was Nicole Savoy taking on Hiroyu Matsumoto. That one should be pretty good.
Yeah, Nicole Savoy, who was in the three, what was it called?
Fortune Dream.
No, the she was in a faction with Mercedes Martinez and Shayna Baszler. Mm. All three women, as we know, were in the Mae Young Classic, and we know Shayna is now in NXT.
She owns NXT, by the way.
No, she doesn't. Mm.
She doesn't own
Nicole
Ian Richter.
Also...
Shots fired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure she's real upset about it.
Shayna is just... Anyway. Yeah, so Nicole was recently in the five-star Grand Prix tournament in Stardom. She was actually probably the best gaijin they had in the entire tournament. She was awesome. She will be wrestling Hiroyu Matsumoto, who was also in the Mae Young Classic 2, if you will. She's a freelancer, but she's wrestled a lot in Sendai Girls and a lot of companies in Japan. She's really good, if you guys remember from the Mae Young Classic. So this match definitely stood out to me on this card, and this should be one of the best women's matches of the whole weekend.
Yeah, I think so too. 2 p.m. WWN Super Show, Mercury Rising. Last year, this card was really good. This year, it's just okay, I think. It's going to feature American talent taking on DDT talent and WXW talent. So
did somebody say DDT?
DDT.
It's the fusion of all those different companies. They're all going to be in the same building. So this is like a super card featuring all their talents. Also at 2 p.m., Rev Pro live in New York City. This one's going to be pretty good. Hiroshi Tanahashi and Will Ospreay will team up to take on Minoru Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr.
Mm.
Also, Roppongi 3K versus Aussie Open and David Starr versus Tomohiro Ishii, which should be...
David Starr's going to get his ass beat a lot this weekend.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless his heart, as we say.
Bless his heart.
So 3 p.m., I think right now is the show that we're both looking forward to the most, or at least it's very high up on our list. Stardom Woo! Live presents American Dream 2019, the first time Stardom will ever be streaming live. Very exciting stuff. And just announced today was their big main event, Momo Watanabe taking on Utami for the, which title is it?
It's the Wonder of Stardom title. It's their secondary title.
Yeah.
Those two are actually tag team. They're a tag team and they're tag team champions. But they are wrestling each other in New York, and it should be awesome. Utami is the girl that we've talked about so much before, who just started wrestling last August and who has taken Joshi by storm, honestly. She has been talked about. She's the talk of the town. And she is really, really good for someone who just started in August. So, and we've talked about numerous occasions how great Momo Watanabe is. I mean, she's pretty awesome. So this match should be awesome. Definitely looking forward to seeing that.
We've also got Hazuki taking on Dust. I don't know who Dust is, but that's going to be for the High Speed Championship. I think she's, what, from Shimmer or something?
Something like that, yeah. I think so. I feel like I've seen her in the, you know what? I think that is her from the Booker T promotion. What's it called? We've watched it a couple of times.
Oh, Raw Reality of Wrestling.
Yes, I think that's the girl from that company. Okay. I'll double check, but I think that's who that is.
Okay. Then there were a couple other matches that were lined up today. Do you have those?
It's mainly multi-person tag matches. So
yeah,
it's not really
tag matches. Queen's Quest, Stars, Jan, Oedo Tai, they're all going to be there. It's going
right.
to be awesome. So that show for us is like going to be one of the highlights. You'll definitely hear us talking about that next week. 7 o'clock p.m., MLW has a two-hour special on BN Sports. It's going to be centered around their Battle Riot match, which is a Royal Rumble-style match, and the winner gets a MLW Heavyweight Championship opportunity. So you've got talent like Rey Fénix and Pentagon Jr. in there, Minoru Tanaka from Noah in Japan, and then Dan frickin' Severn's in that match. So who else? Who knows?
What?
Who knows who else is going to be
Dan
in
Dan Severn?
Dan yes. frickin' Severn is in that match.
Wow.
Yeah, so, Chuck Liddell's coming out of retirement soon.
Yeah. Telling you, man.
Yeah, someone went and dug up Dan Severn and put him in a match for WrestleMania weekend.
When's somebody gonna dig up Brock Lesnar and see if he wants to wrestle again?
Oh,
who would do such a thing?
Oh, see what she did there.
Heyo. Anyway,
I like it.
I just want to say really quickly, I did look up Dust that would take just taking on Hazuki mm-hmm. for the Stardom show. She's actually not the girl from Roa, I apologize, but she did wrestle in Absolute Intense and Rise and Shimmer. She's a current title holder in Shimmer, and she was trained by Johnny Gargano.
Ian Richter. Oh.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
That was way off.
Also on this MLW show, we've got L.A. Park taking on Jimmy Havoc in a death match. Boy, if Jimmy Havoc makes it out of this weekend.
Okay, wait a minute. You said David Starr was going to get his ass beat this weekend. Yeah. No. Jimmy Havoc is
going to
get
an
ass beat this week.
Can I ask what would I call this? A general wrestling fan question. We'll call it the Kyle question.
Sure.
Is LA Park the same as La Parka?
Okay, so it's kind of complicated because what happened was so the original La Parka is LA Park, but there is also like another La Parka who is not L.A. Park. He's not the original.
Yeah.
He was like a fill-in.
Kind of like Sin Cara.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I knew all that, but there's people out there that don't, so that's why I asked.
Okay, sure.
Great Kyle question.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. That's a different podcast. Sorry.
Kyle's also taking a beating.
Well, we usually beat up on Kyle on Atomic Geekdom, so I'll stop.
He's such a mark.
I can't even start. I wonder if he's going to be cheering for Ronda Rousey. I should have asked him before we started recording if he's cheering for Ronda.
Of course he is. Come on.
Well, she turned heel. He's a mark. She turned heel.
Oh.
He's still a...
Rousey is what you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... He got all jacked up about her when we went to Raw together, and then at Money in the Bank, he was all excited to see her. But he admitted that it was a bad match. Anyway,
we called him a mark the whole weekend. So
that poor guy took a beating all weekend. Yeah. It's probably best he didn't go to TakeOver with us.
That's true.
All right.
Sorry. Anyway, John, sorry to interrupt.
No, you guys are fine. Let's see, 7:00 p.m. We've got WrestleCons. This is okay. We've actually got a show called Joey Ryan's Penis Party. Believe it or not.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
But this card is like a giant meme.
Is Selena De La Renta on that show?
No, she's not.
She's not on the penis party, no.
I keep seeing she promoting it. She's promoting it. Or maybe, nope, I'm sorry, I'm confusing my ladies. That's not her. It's Penelope Ford that's promoting it.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. So this card is just, like I said, it's just like a giant meme. Taya Valkyrie and John Morrison taking on the Lucha Brothers. David Arquette taking on
that could actually be a good match.
I think it will be.
I really think it could be because I love Taya. Taya in the ring is fantastic.
The one you're in the middle of saying is not going to be a good match.
No, it'll be a train wreck. David Arquette versus Timothy Thatcher.
Is a former WCW World Champion.
Shut up!
Yeah, right. Put some respect.
Put some respect on it.
I'll put nothing on it. I'll go watch Ready to Rumble, and we'll see how good he is.
I love that movie.
I almost bought it on iTunes the other day. I was really drunk.
when Dewey gets in the ring, you put some respect on it.
He calls him Dewey.
Dewey, oh my God.
Dewdrop.
Tom, you're going to like this one. Rosemary and Allie will team up to take on Hollywood and Thunder Rosa. And then your main event of the evening, believe it or not, Joey Ryan, Sexy Eddie, and Val Venus
believe
are teaming
not,
up to take I'm on Session welcome. Moth Martina, Priscilla Kelly, and Scarlett Bordeaux. So,
oh, no.
It's a gimmick match.
Wait, Priscilla Kelly's teaming with Scarlett? Good Lord.
Yes.
In Session's Moth Martina.
Yes.
This card brought to you by Pornhub.com.
So...
In someone's liquor store.
Yeah, that one.
Right. And Tampax.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Hang on. Will we see a tampon spot in that match?
You might see something worse than
a tampon spot.
Somebody might pull their pants down and take a dump.
She threw up on his junk last time. So.
Yeah,
right.
Someone might pull their pants down and take a dump in the middle of the ring.
Clearly, it's escalating. So
yeah,
she's gonna take a dump on his junk. We just figured it out.
I mean, you got Joey Ryan, the penis guy.
Yep.
Sexy Eddie, don't know who he is, but he has sexy in his name.
Yep. So that's a.
You have Val Venus, the porn star.
Val Venus,
which I just realized. I think Venus.
Well, he doesn't have a penis. Val Venus doesn't have a penis. We all know that.
Well, at least he's gonna bring the towel. We know that.
Hello, ladies.
Good Lord.
And then you have them versus the party girl, the drunk party girl, Sessions Moth Martina, Priscilla Kelly, who we all know and love, I guess, and then Scarlett Bordeaux.
One of these things isn't like the others?
What's not gonna happen in this match?
Disco Inferno is gonna interrupt.
Point out. That Scarlett's probably the cleanest of them all, and I love her.
I'm sure they all get tested.
Oh boy!
Hi, how are they?
Yeah, well, there you go. Pro wrestling.
She just walks around pretty. She's not icky. It's a term. It is.
All right. Dial down the creep factor.
All right. So one more. This is the last day. Saturday, April 6th, 10:00 a.m. We got Wrestling Revolver presenting Pancakes and Pile Drivers 3. This is an annual show that they do very early in the morning. They like have pancakes and they have live wrestling.
I love it.
I would love to actually go to the show because it sounds cool.
Because I want pancakes.
But Lucha Bros, Rascals, OVE, Sammy Guevara, AR Fox, Tessa Blanchard, all going to be on this show. The main event is Moose versus Brian Cage versus David Starr. So David Starr getting his ass kicked
Jesus.
Again.
Jesus.
Wow.
This man has a death wish.
Yes, he does.
But hey, he's making that money.
1 p.m. House of Glory presents Culture Clash 19. The main event of this one is like ridiculous too. Loki and LAX taking on Pentagon Jr., Tajiri, and the Great Muta. Like, what?
What year? Wait, wait. So we're doing some time traveling here?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Legitimately, the Great Muta.
The Great Muta and Tajiri.
And Pentagon Jr. on the same team. Like, what the fuck?
Just face paint dismissed and face paint.
I don't know. Unfortunate news out of this one, though. Amazing Red was supposed to be facing Rey Fénix in what was a dream match.
Oh, man.
And what probably at this point was going to be his last match, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, he has decided to forego that and just go ahead and step away from the business right now. Amazing Red, tremendous performer who...
Oh, man.
I mean... You want to talk about influential. He's a guy who so many people have modeled their in-ring style and in his form. And it's he was insane back in the day for Ring of Honor. He was all over the place.
Yes.
All over.
Yes.
So, tremendous.
Yeah, there was a huge Twitter thing about people commenting. I think he talked about his retirement or whatever. And there was just tremendous response
to
people who were influenced by him or impacted by him or just develop their style. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I remember watching dude, Amazing Red was legit.
He was
to me, he was one of the first legit in Impact. Well, then it was Total Nonstop Action before he got all that. He was the legit X Division guy.
Oh, he sure was. He was the man, too.
He was the man for sure.
Yep. And he always kind of went unrecognized, in my opinion. But
underrated.
Now he kind of gets the chance to shape the business. I mean, doesn't he train Sasha?
She does. Yeah, that's the reason why she dies in every match, because she tries to do the stuff that he taught her.
To me, when it comes to underrated guys in the division, in that kind of division, it's him and Jerry Lynn. And that's huge respect, because those two guys don't get enough respect for it.
Lest we forget, his cousin is Zelina Vega.
Really?
Amazing Red's cousin is Zelina Vega?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Interesting. Thanks for dropping that little bit of knowledge.
Do you know who trained him?
Who?
Mikey Whipwreck.
Wow. You see the bloodline right there.
Look at wrestling, y'all. Look at it.
Bloodline.
We love it. Don't we love it?
That's amazing. I remember when I watched some TNA, and Tom knows I watched some because I liked AJ Styles. And a lot of the guys I liked, Austin Aries at the time back then. I liked Amazing Red when he was Suicide for a while.
Sure.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. And I know he flirted with WWE a couple times, but never made it.
Yeah.
Or never got signed. But
Too small, I think, was always the
probably, thing. Yeah. Or we already got a Rey Mysterio type guy type thing, you know.
Exactly.
How they just qualify people like that. But I always liked him in TNA. He was one of the stars there for sure.
Yep. A couple of fun
to me, I'd say to me, go back. I'd call him a pioneer. Really,
sure.
For what they called the X Division, he was the guy.
And he broke through the X Division. Like he wrestled guys like Kurt and Jarrett. And...
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yep. And House of Glory, I believe that's his promotion.
It is.
Yep.
It is.
So that's another way he can kind of affect the business. You know, he's got his own thing now. So it's cool.
And he's been doing that for a long time now, too. Mm-hmm. That's where Sasha goes to train. That's where so many people were. Killian Dane, Biff, who we know is Oni Lorcan. A lot of people came from up in the North.
I think Crimson.
I think also
Crimson still works there.
Kingston, too.
Oh, really? I think Crimson works there as well.
I think so.
I like Crimson, too. But anyway.
Cool. A couple more fun gimmick shows coming up at 1 o'clock p.m. and 4:30 respectively. We've got More Than Mania's Wrap-Up Party, which will feature DDT versus Kaiju Big Batel. That'll be kind of fun. And then 4:30 is Drags and Dropkicks, which is a drag queen show, wrestling show.
I'm looking forward to that one. Should be
pretty entertaining. And then the big one, 6:30, Madison Square Garden, Ring of Honor, and New Japan present the G1 Supercard. This is a just loaded card. We'll go from the bottom to top on this one. It's going to open with the Honor Rumble, which is a a Royal Rumble style match. And then Dalton Castle versus Roosh on this card. Roosh getting a big opportunity in Madison Square Garden. Will Ospreay versus Jeff Cobb for both the Never Open Weight Championships and the ROH TV Championships. So it's a winner-take-all style match. Mayu Iwatani getting a huge opportunity in Madison Square Garden against Kelly Klein for the Women of Honor Championship. One of the matches I'm looking forward to most is a triple threat match for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship between Taiji Ishimori, Dragon Lee, and Bandido. If you guys haven't seen Bandido yet, I mean, I imagine he's going to steal the show here, but, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Ishimori can go.
Can go as well, yeah. Actually, just added, too, to this card was another Women of Honor match. I don't know if this one's going to be on the main card or the pre-show, but Kagetsu and Hazuki from Oedo Tai over in Stardom are going to be there and teaming with Jenny Rose to take on Hana Kimura, Sumi Sakai, and Stella Gray. So, if for nothing else, that's going to be cool just to see those girls, Kagetsu and Hazuki, get an opportunity in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, it's going to be amazing to see that.
I'm sure you're excited for that. Ooh,
I'm so excited. I love them so much.
The meat of this card, man. This. I was kind of down on this G1 Supercard for a while because they hadn't announced a lot for it. But, man, these next four matches, or I should say mainly three of them, but... Boy, Zack Sabre Jr. versus Hiroshi Tanahashi for the RevPro British Heavyweight Championship. Those guys have great chemistry. Could be an excellent match. My main event, the one I think is probably going to be the matchup of the weekend, Tetsuya Naito versus Kota Ibushi for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship. That match could be hard to watch. I just imagine those guys, from prior experience with them together, it's kind of like a train wreck.
Yeah, going on. Head and neck.
It's
a lot of neck and head.
Gonna be wild.
Yes.
And when he says train wreck, he means like hurt, not like it's gonna be bad.
No,
like,
not it's gonna hurt. Not gonna be bad.
No, like you're gonna cringe watching it from something.
Because we've heard about train wrecks, but this one is like a literal train wreck.
I watched one. It was Scarlett versus Disco Inferno.
Oh, no, that was the other one, Dave. The other train wreck.
Sorry.
Then we got Jay Lethal versus Matt Taven versus Marty Scurll in a triple threat ladder match for the ROH World Championship. So that will be Ring of Honor's main event. That could be sneaky good because those guys will probably take a lot of huge bumps in a ladder match. I hope
Is there a no time limit on this one?
No time limit. Nope.
Thank God.
Yep. I hope Matt Taven takes the title finally. They've been teasing that for so long. It's finally time to just put the title on the guy and let's move on.
Are you a Taven fan?
You know what? I'm not a very big Matt Taven fan, but I can tell you this. They've been pushing him for so long now. It's like, let's go. Let's do it. Let's get it over with. You know, if they want to give him a shot, clearly.
Yeah.
So
Matt Taven's been there so long. And you know what? Part of me was hoping when the rumors were going about Maria and Mike Bennett asking for their release, that I was hoping they would get their release so they could go back and reform the kingdom and actually do that again. Because Mike Bennett being in the shape he's in, and Matt Taven is doing some of his best work that he's done it in ever.
He is. I'll give him that. Now, his work, I don't think has been, you know, groundbreaking or anything, but he's been solid.
His personal best work has been now on this singles run.
Absolutely. And then the main event is Jay White taking on the winner of the New Japan Cup, Kazuchika Okada, for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. That was our personal favorite match at Wrestle Kingdom this year. If these guys go out and have the same style of match, I think it'll be a really, really great match. So
absolutely.
I'm really looking forward to this card. This is my pick for the best card of the entire weekend, so I'm excited. And just the thought of all of these guys wrestling inside of Madison Square Garden is exciting in of itself. So
yeah, especially the girls.
Yeah, especially the girls. And Naito and Ibushi. I mean, and Dragon Lee and Bandido. Ah, I'm getting excited already. So let's go. Outside of that, AEW signed Jim Ross.
Oh, come on. Jim Ross is a legend. Regardless of how messed up he was or how bad he did on a couple of shows. Let's not forget the career of JR. Okay, he's the legendary commentator, and he deserves a big lucrative contract like he got.
They also haven't announced him being part of the commentary team, just that he's an advisor right now.
Well, I just did the prayed on that one, so.
Oh, he could be on a commentary team.
Color commentary at that's it. That's all I'd really like to see.
Cuz they announced They announced who their commentary team is, who their interviewer is backstage, and then who is doing ring announcing.
Did they really? They announced all of that?
Yeah, I'll find it.
Okay. Well, either way, I think JR is an asset.
Just sure.
His lineage and how, you know, he is one of those people that everyone loves. He has so many contacts that could help AEW in so many different ways.
That's
so
a good point.
I really do think he's an asset.
I was just going to say that. I mean, this is a guy who is talent relations in WWE who never really left. I don't know anybody on bad terms.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If he goes in, I mean, he's still good old JR. And you know, this is the guy, if he's going to reach out to you, you got a good shot of bringing him in.
Okay. I also didn't know that they officially have Downstate as their official band.
Well,
and I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised at all.
No, I like Downstate. I actually have one of their CDs, and their entrance music has always been good. So, but yes, so Alex Marvez and Excalibur are your commentators. Jim Ross. Yeah, Jim Ross is your senior advisor / commentator, but I haven't heard anything yet that he's officially commentating. Alicia Tout is your backstage interviewer. She worked at Impact for a while.
Yeah.
And she did All In recently. Justin Roberts, of course, is ring announcer. So
Justin Roberts.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
And that's a good pickup. He was really good. He's better than the announcer they have now.
And then Hugo Savinovich is your Spanish commentator right now.
Yep, yeah, I remember that because they got him back at the Rey de Reyes show. So,
I wonder how Conrad feels about being left out.
Why don't you tell us, Conrad?
Well, I gotta be honest with you, Dave. I didn't know I was left out. I felt I was gonna be let in.
You were gonna be all in.
I was ready to be all in. But alas.
Hey, as long as the check clears.
Cody.
I gotta keep talking to Eric for a little while longer.
Cody strung you along with that rumor and innuendo.
Rumors and innuendo and Cody blowing smoke up my four quarters of contact.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like she said, as a contact or an advisor, it's not a bad pickup. I just hope he doesn't do play-by-play because I think that's kind of out of his, I don't know.
Well, JR is fine. Y'all gonna lay off JR.
Not as a play-by-play.
I'm with Monroe. You're gonna lay off JR because he went over there to New Japan, guys he didn't know. Bring him to AEW, he knows all these people.
He does not know.
Have time to prepare, and he was going through something terrible at the time.
That's fair.
The man is a national treasure.
Listen. I am not against JR being on commentary at all, but it is kind of getting to a point where we got to start making the new era of commentators.
Sure.
I agree. Yeah, and there's a lot of guys out there who are really good who are young. So
sure, and you know,
and I'm glad it's one of the guys they got is Excalibur.
Right.
Excalibur, I think, is a fine commentator.
Is he really young too?
I don't know.
He's not
young.
Young, but he's younger than JR for sure.
Oh, well,
we don't know. He wears a mask.
Yeah. he is. Yeah, there's no age.
He's legitimately a luchador.
Yeah, for sure.
He lives it.
All right.
So yeah, that's all I got for outside of the E this week. So let's get to WrestleMania.
I love it. That's all you've got.
Hour and a half. Yeah. That's all we got.
He didn't say it, but I thought I read that LAX had signed a contract with AEW. But I think everything is leaning towards there might be a working arrangement with Impact.
Yep. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
That'd be good. good for Impact for sure.
How in the world? No, I'm sorry. I've got a YouTube channel on mute watching this person show off their pop collection, Funko Pops, and this person claims to have a CM Punk UFC pop, which is impossible. What?
They're not made.
No, it's Noelle Foley's.
That's a custom.
Yeah, the box. Oh, she's showing somebody else's video. Okay, back to wrestling.
Back to it.
I did see that Elgin has left New Japan for the moment. His contract has expired. Yes. And yes. rumor and innuendo says that he's in preliminary talks with the WWE. But if he doesn't go there, the door is still open for him to return to New Japan if he wants to in the future.
Okay.
And I guess it was his decision to leave in the first place. So we'll see what happens with old Mikey Elgin. Maybe he'll lay low for a little while things cool down with his name.
It seems to have cooled down already for a while. I mean, I haven't heard much about it.
No. All right, so we're talking WWE WrestleMania weekend. Let's do the Hall of Fame first. We're not going chronologically, but that's okay. Hall of Fame will be Saturday this year instead of Friday. They switched it to Friday for a few years to allow TakeOver to be on Saturdays. But TakeOver used to be on Fridays, but now we're back to TakeOver being on Friday and Hall of Fame being on Saturday for whatever reason. Who knows why? But we're back to that again. Whatever. Hall of Fame entrance we know about. Where did it go? Shoot, I lost my thing here. So we've heard, or we know the class now. I don't think they're going to be adding any more this weekend. I think it's
no.
Pretty much done for. You've got DX, the whole of DX. So that's the New Age Outlaws, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, X-Pac, and China. So they're going in. The Honky Tonk Man.
Deservedly so. Greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time.
All time.
I disagree, sir. He's the longest reigning. He's the longest reigning IC champion, but the greatest? Come on, buddy.
Does it then make him the greatest?
No.
Longest reigning? Okay. Doesn't that make him the greatest?
Okay, so Brock Lesnar is the greatest champion in WWE history?
You don't split hairs.
Here. I win. Tori Wilson is going in. Whether you think she belongs there or not, she will be a Hall of Famer. Harlem Heat, Booker T and Stevie Ray are getting inducted. Excuse me.
I'm good with it.
Two time for Booker T and one time, of course, for Stevie Ray. Let's see. The Hart Foundation, Bret Hart and Jim Neidhart. Bret Hart will be a two time inductee for this one. Neidhart definitely deserving of going in.
Wish you would have done this before Jim died. I really did. Because they're one of my favorite tag teams. You know me. Everybody knows on the show I'm a huge tag team wrestling fan. And Hart Foundation and Midnight Express are probably the first two that really got my attention. And I hate that they're finally getting in and Jim's not there. They should have been there already.
Yeah, for sure.
But they're in now, so that's good.
Getting
the recognition they deserve. Sue Atchison is the Warrior Award person who will be inducted by Dana Warrior. They haven't announced any of the inductees, so I guess they're keeping that a secret, probably to keep it short, I guess, maybe, the speeches. And then this week they announced that Brutus the Barber Beefcake is going into the Hall of Fame. So that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He's probably going in because he's best buds with old Hulk Hogan.
Mm.
Well, he actually came out and credited Hulk for getting him into this. So
the worst character ever was the Disciple. Am I wrong?
No, I wouldn't say he were wrong. No, that was terrible.
Oh, it was so bad.
Or was it 08 or could have been in the Zodiac?
No, I'm going to go with the Disciple, but Zodiac's up there.
The Yeti?
Yeti's up there. Yeah. But yeah, he had to be in the NWO because Hulk was. And it's just so bad. Anyway, so there you go. Those are the folks that are headed into the Hall of Fame this year. Time to move on. Congratulations to them all. Seriously, though, I wasn't trying to, you know, legitimately shortchange them.
Sure.
Maybe one of them. All right, NXT TakeOver New York or New York is happening this weekend. We've got 5 matches on the card. There's always room for more. As we know, sometimes a surprise match shows up. And of course, they'll tape pre-show stuff for next week's NXT while we get ready to reset and start new rivalries and whatnot. But set for the show is the tag team title match between War Raiders, Hanson and Rowe, versus Aleister Black and Ricochet. Ricochet and Black got this for winning the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. So, yeah.
Those guys are everywhere.
Yeah, they're going to be busy this weekend.
Yep.
It should be a good match. Yeah.
They're everywhere, but I still don't like them as a tag team. I want them in singles. Get them out of this tag team thing.
Well, yeah, again, I think this is a answer to Ciampa being injured. These two being in a tag team for longer than they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I agree, but it just get it, be done with it.
We'll see. They're up for 2 titles this weekend, so 2 tag team titles. Excitement for that one? Do we want to predict it, or should we just keep moving?
I don't think Ricochet and Aleister Black going to win.
No, headed to the main roster.
Yeah. Yeah, they've said their goodbyes to the NXT audience. It should be a fun match, though. Probably a very hard-hitting match.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the United Kingdom Championship being defended on television for once in a great while. It's been a while, I feel like. Pete Dunne versus Walter.
Cool.
All right.
I think this is a match of the night. I'm going to call it.
Wow, I totally disagree, but it'll be a good match.
Match of the night. It's Pete Dunne. It's going to be match of the night.
I doubt it.
Walter, Dave, haven't we seen Walter live before?
I want to say we did.
I want to say we did, too. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't Walter.
We did.
We sure did. Yeah. Every time I've seen Walter live, he's been pretty good. So.
Yeah, he was definitely involved, you know, while we were there, while we went.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So, there's a good chance we did. Okay. Where was I? The NXT North American Championship match, Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle.
What do we think Pete Dunne is losing?
No.
Okay.
I think I don't think he is. Do you?
No.
As long as if he loses and comes to the main roster, I'm good with that.
Let's stop calling it the main roster. NXT is better.
I don't care. I want more Pete Dunne all the time.
Yeah, you like face Pete Dunne? Because I don't.
No, I just like Pete Dunne.
Face Pete Dunne is...
Face Pete Dunne is... Is he really face Pete Dunne, though? I mean, he's still just kind of a... He's a tweener, so...
It's boring, Pete Dunne. Character-wise, not wrestling. Okay, so Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle.
I'm excited, but I'm not because I'm not a huge Matt Riddle fan. But I'm a big Velveteen fan. So Velveteen will make this match work.
Wow. Okay, Matt Riddle can go. Yeah. It's not like he has to carry Matt Riddle.
He'll carry Matt Riddle.
Wow. Okay. A fatal 4-way for the NXT Women's Championship. You got the champion, Shayna Baszler, taking on Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kairi Sane. I expect a new champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
And methinks it'll be Io.
I do too. Any predictions?
Yeah, no, I definitely think it's going to be... I think it's going to be Bianca.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be Bianca.
Yes. I think it's going to be Bianca. I think Io and Kairi are going to have a solo feud.
Without the title?
Without a title, yeah.
What? Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
I think, or maybe Kyrie's just going to go up to the main roster altogether.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I think Shayna's headed that way towards...
Oh, yes. Yeah, true. It's a good point.
I think they need Kairi for a little longer in that women's division.
she know what she might do is she might tag with Io and face Sasha and Bayley.
Sure.
That's why I think Bianca.
I think it'll be Io.
Yeah, I'm still sticking with my Io prediction.
And I think Io is going to turn on Kyrie, and there's your one-on-one feud.
Oh.
So it's Io at heart. Don't let the you know, the face the Io smile. Fool you.
Right.
Yeah.
And in what I'm calling match of the weekend, 2 out of 3 falls match for the vacant NXT Championship, Gargano versus Cole.
It's going to be incredible.
I feel like it's going to be what we wanted from Gargano Ciampa for a long time. Just a regular match. Not a, you know, street fight or anything like that. Two out of three is a gimmick, but I think it'll still be a wrestling match.
Right. I got Cole coming out of it.
Yeah, I think that's... For whatever reason, I think that's obvious to me, because I think Gargano's going to Raw or SmackDown.
No, I think Johnny might stick around, but Johnny is forever going to be that underdog guy until he makes that one moment.
But he's held the title already.
Well, he held it for a second.
But he held it. I think he's on his way out of NXT, so that's why I'm going Cole. All right, the energy on this show has completely evaporated.
Really? You have nothing there?
All right, let's move on. That's it for NXT TakeOver. So any predictions as to who we might see in an audience shot? Any new signees making their debut on TV?
Oh, boy. Well, we just talked. I think Shane Strickland is very likely to NXT.
He's been due to show up.
Yeah, and also Kushida. We haven't seen him yet, and it makes sense for him to show up eventually, so I would see him there possibly.
Yeah, it'd probably be Kushida, for sure.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't think they usually have more than one person, so... Not usually, at least.
No, sometimes they'll have like a Raw superstar or a SmackDown superstar in the crowd. I think you'll probably see Bayley and Sasha there with their titles.
Yeah.
I misspoke. Gargano's never held the NXT title.
No, he's never had it.
Yeah.
He only had the North American.
Northwest. Sorry. Southwest. And Northwest. The Southwest Airlines title.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Shane Strickland. Or maybe you'll see a manager in the audience.
Maybe, I think some of the UK ladies, either Rhea Ripley or maybe Piper Niven.
I think I'd rather see the champion.
Who? I don't think that's going to happen.
Why? Oh, Toni Storm?
Why wouldn't Toni Storm be there?
I don't know. She's not advertised for the entire weekend, so.
That would be perfect enough reason. Throw her in front row.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, we'll see. All right, let's move on to the main show, the one that's going to take 18 hours to watch. Probably. Ew. With concerts and fireworks and rain. It is supposed to rain this weekend, folks.
Oh, boy.
The ring will be fine. They usually have something covering the ring. But you fans in attendance might want to bring an umbrella or a poncho. Man. Some kind of device to cover up from the rain. All right, so our
trash bags are cheap.
It is New York. The pre-show, I think it's obvious. Both battle royals are on the pre-show. We knew that was coming.
Mm. So,
Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal and the Women's Uterus Battle Royal. That's that uterus title, right? The uterus trophy.
It's still the same trophy. Yep.
So that's still around. And I'm going to go ahead and call it one of the SNL guys is going to win that trophy.
Shut up.
One of the yes or no guys?
SNL.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Win the battle royal?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't Braun in it?
Yeah.
Isn't Apollo Crews? Yeah.
Babe, they had a kid win the tag titles last year. What makes you think they wouldn't do that?
I'm with you, bro. I don't agree.
But the shock is what makes me laugh. They would. That is so not outside of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not.
It's not Jesus.
but her stunned reaction is what got me over here.
Same.
I didn't think about those guys. I forgot one thing. I forgot they were in it.
Yeah. No. In all honesty, I think that they're going to be a quick spot and gone. Kind of like the Gronk thing.
You would hope. Oh, is Gronk actually in it?
No, he's not. Not announced.
They last close to the end as they try to get people to put Braun out.
Yeah, they might seek some help. There's a lot of heels in there. I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to do a wild card prediction for this battle royal because it doesn't matter. Because it doesn't matter. Whoever wins this, it really, they're going to come out with the trophy for like 2 weeks or a month, and then they get buried again. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and say Tyler Breeze wins.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to say Apollo Crews. I think he'll win it.
Apollo? Okay.
I have one who hasn't been announced yet. Kevin Owens.
I've got a wild card prediction.
Okay.
Nia Jax.
No. 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 El Generico.
Whoa.
Oh.
Sami Zayn returns, but it's El Generico and he wins.
He's not under contract, John.
Interesting.
He's not alive, technically.
My true wild card.
I have very good authority. Okay?
my true wild card would be Ian Richter, but you know,
just a quick
DDTs don't help you get people over the top rope, so it's not his style.
Just a quick from SmackDown, the Kevin Owens show. When he, I don't know if you, did anybody watch it? Did anybody watch SmackDown?
Nope.
Any? The Kevin Owens show, he keeps going through the cards like he's, I want to go through my next guess is AJ, and he flips the card, the phenomenal AJ Styles. And now, every time he flips the card, it's like so funny because you look at his face and it's like he's just a game show host. Kevin Owens owns. I want Kevin Owens back in the main event.
Amen.
Great.
And then the women's battle royal. Any predictions there?
I'm going to say Asuka.
Kind of has to be Asuka at this point, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. That's just an easy pick.
I'm going to say Mandy Rose. Okay. Is she in it?
Yeah, she's
okay.
Actually, for a legit pick, I will say Shayna Baszler.
Oh, okay. That's a smart pick. That's a very smart pick.
I think Eve Torres has been announced for it. She's coming back.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sweet. Really?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
For real skis.
Yikes.
Well, hey, she did a lot to get Paige to where she was. At least that's what they said told me in the movie.
Yeah, she was definitely around.
Right.
What was her? She looks good. That's the song.
She
actually
good to me.
She does look good. My pick is Dana Brooke.
I just thought of it. I want to rewrite my pick.
No.
It's going to be Lacey Evans.
That's a good pick, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Here I thought my Dana Brooke one was a good one.
Dana doesn't get a push.
They need to do more with Dana. She wants to learn.
She's giving her own push on Twitter, and it's working.
She just wants an opportunity. She's been asking for that for the longest now, and they just won't give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
If you have those that want to get better and want to learn, those are the ones you take chances on.
Tyler Breeze recently went to Twitter to air his grievances, too.
This is social media. They're all doing it. Naomi's been over it too, so.
Yeah, but how dare Naomi do it?
All right.
That's what they say.
Yeah, right. All right. And rounding out that pre-show is, of course, the Cruiserweight Championship.
Are you serious?
Because I'm Vince McMahon and I don't want them on my main show.
I hate 205.
Keep those midgets off my show. That's Vince, not me. That's a derogatory term. We all know he likes to use derogatory terms on live television.
Yes, he does.
All right. So Buddy Murphy taking on Tony Nese in what should be a super aggressive match and a lot of fun. So
Yeah, that should be probably one of the best matches of the night.
I agree.
Yeah. Totes my goats.
Anytime Buddy Murphy's in a match, it's always a great match.
He is pretty good.
Yep.
I'll give him that. But I don't think Tony Nese is winning.
No, I think Buddy keeps it for a while. And they really need to do more with him being the champion, because him being only on 205 Live is a crime.
Yep.
So.
And the fact that I can only see Cedric Alexander every once in a while, put him over. I mean, come on, the Mustafa Ali thing worked. Get me Cedric Alexander over.
Yeah, let's do the same thing twice. Yeah.
Hey, only Lorcan, man.
Can work.
Only Lorcan.
Yeah.
Hello.
Lots of guys on that roster.
Move them over. Let's go.
All right. The rest of this WrestleMania card, I've still got 13 matches to get through in 30 minutes. Let's do this. Boy, where to start? All right, we'll start here. Fatal 4-Way for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. And it must be noted, there is no Raw Tag Team title match on this card. Top guys making top money.
Wow.
That sucks.
It makes me laugh, and it's a sad laugh. It's a sad laugh. But it's like, oh, you guys want to complain on social media? You want to tease that you're going to leave? We'll give you the titles. You're going to lose every match as a champion in a non-title match, and you know, get that WrestleMania payday.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I have a feeling there's going to be a match announced during the pre-show.
I think there has to be, right? Yeah, I mean, come on now.
Right. I mean, they've been teasing at Ricochet and Black taking them on, but as I'm about to talk about, they're in this Fatal 4-Way tag team match for the SmackDown tag team titles.
Well, they did something on a WWE.com segment, from what I read, between Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder are going to challenge the Revival. That's what I thought.
Okay. I'd be okay with that.
So
as long as they're
That'll be another pre-show match.
Sure. Yeah. Tag teams. Nobody cares.
Yep. Nobody cares. Top guys doing top guy things.
Anyway, back to a title match that's on the main card. The Usos versus Ricochet and Black versus The Bar versus the slam together tag team of Nakamura and Rusev. That still doesn't make any sense. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Ricochet and Black probably don't win, but they're in this match to keep them on TV, and also probably to add a new spice to this match, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know. But I think the Usos retain.
Can you imagine how good of a match it would have been if it was the Usos versus Ricochet and Black?
That would have been really good. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Man. I mean, nothing against the other people involved. But
no, but it's
those
a fresh...
Those two against those two? Ugh.
It's a fresh matchup. Just watch Aleister Black move in the ring when he's allowed to do whatever he wants to do. The guy has amazing agility. Like just the way
and pair that with the Usos. I mean, we're talking about that could have been really good.
And not even mentioning just the incredible things Ricochet can do. So it's like that match writes itself. Those guys could do amazing things together, but you have to throw all your superstars on one card except for the top guys. Like The Bar and Nakamura and Rusev. I gotta keep saying it because it doesn't make any sense. but of course Cesaro and Sheamus have to be on the show because we're not all tired of them being in tag team title matches every week. And then Nakamura and Rusev are on a tag team because why? Why?
Because they've buried Sanity.
Well, that's not
there
new.
Is Sanity.
That's not new. They got buried.
Been on TV 2 weeks in a row, so they got.
They got beat. No, no. Hang on.
And then got buried by The Miz.
Yeah, which, The Miz beat all three of them and pinned Eric Young.
That was an okay thing.
No,
those guys are hot. Like.
That's a joke. Miz beating Eric Young. Miz isn't like that guy that's overpowering. He should not win a handicap match like that.
The way it happened, if you watch it, it was okay.
I totally disagree. But whatever. They're buried.
You didn't watch it, so it was okay.
I did watch the YouTube clip, so. Anyway, Sanity's buried anyway, so it doesn't matter. I mean,
that's crazy. They were so hot coming out of NXT.
Right. I mean, they could be beat by one-legged Rey Mysterio at this point.
Unbelievable.
I think Ricochet and Black win the titles here, by the way.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Usos.
Usos.
Yeah, probably. I don't see them doing anything singles for a while, so.
And they just re-signed, so they're staying WWE boys. No surprise to really anyone.
Yeah, I'd say not surprising.
That family is WWE, so. But good for them. Staying in tag team world, we got a fatal four-way tag team match again, which I think it was announced after we recorded last week, because we were kind of talking about this matchup and how stupid it was. The WWE Women's Tag Team title on the line, the Boston Hug Connection versus the Divas of Doom versus the Iconics versus Nia Jax and Tamina. This should be two single tag team matches.
Yes.
It should not be a fatal four-way. It should be Bayley and Sasha versus the Iconics and the Divas of Doom versus Nia Jax and Tamina.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's really all I have to say. There's no way Bayley and Sasha lose this match. So they will. Anybody can talk.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about this one. I really don't.
I don't think they lose the titles, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nia and Tamina are so bad. Oh.
Yeah, I don't view any of these other teams as a threat. I mean, the Iconics maybe a wee bit, but like to be honest with you, like Sasha and Bayley seem to have so much more that they can do with those titles. So
right, the Iconics were made for this division, this tag team division. Yes,
they are a tag team,
and they fit, but they're not there yet as far as title holders. That's what yeah, I gotcha. And the Divas of Doom, of course, are nostalgia act. So
and
yeah.
It's great to see Beth back, and she looks fantastic. I mean, she could still go, but I just...
She's not in it.
Scenario, it was just a one-time thing. No, sorry.
Right. She's going to go back to commentary sometimes, and, you know, she's got a family and all that stuff. She's not coming back full-time, so...
Right.
It would be really dumb for them to win the title, and then probably lose it on Raw tomorrow, or the next day, I should say.
What is the chance, percentage out of 100, of the Divas of Doom winning a title?
Probably the highest of all three teams.
Yeah, I would agree.
Or they're
the highest of the other ones.
Of the defending, or not the defending, the challenging teams. They're probably the highest, I would say. I would give it like a 20% chance. So not that high.
Yeah. If Nia and Tamina win, it's just ridiculous because they are so bad. In everything, in ring, on the mic, it's just terrible.
Hey, she would break your face, so
you know. No, because I can move. She's slow. I move.
Oh, you're saying you're better than Becky Lynch because you're a man?
I am.
Wow.
I am the man.
Whoa.
Dave.
This is just, you know, all hate mail should be sent to Tom. Sexist hate mail. All right, Shane McMahon versus The Miz in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
I think this is going to be a fun match because I think they're going to go all over the place and just do shit, and it's going to be fun.
I think it's going to be dumb, and it's going to end with the Miz's dad getting involved.
No.
That's why it's going to be dumb, is because he's going to totally be involved.
Miz being a face because that show coming back on.
Yeah.
It's turning back on. Came on last night. What are you talking about?
That's why he's a face.
He's not on it.
He's not on the Miz and Mrs.
The dad is not on it.
That has nothing to do with what she said. She said Miz is a face because the show's back. But what is going on? I don't understand.
I thought she said the dad was
No. We did say the dad's gonna get involved in the match, but it had nothing to do with the show, with the Miz and Mrs. thing. All right, let's see. We got AJ Styles versus Randy Orton in one of them good old grudge fights.
I think this can be a great match. I really do, because AJ can go, and Randy can kind of go, but with somebody else, not named John Cena, could be a great match.
AJ's been putting up the heavy work on promos.
The promos and mic work on this has been fantastic because they've dug deep into each other's stuff, and it's been so good.
Well, Randy, I think, has been boring. He's the same thing. Oh, you're indie guy. But AJ, you know, digging into the drug abuse and the failed tests and stuff like that, and I've loved every second of that. Obviously scripted, or, you know, they knew it was coming, but still fun. Still fun times on the microphone.
Could be a good match, I think, really.
We'll see.
Yeah, could be a good match. I think Randy wins for sure.
Yeah, same.
I think Randy's going to be going for the title after WrestleMania.
Probably that Tuesday.
And beating, the short reign title.
Yep.
I can see that happening. That makes me sad, happy, sad, laughing, sad, laughing, not happy, sad, laughing. All right, we'll wait for the titles. Let's do Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. Yeah, we're all excited. Okay.
compelling.
Kurt
Brawl.
Yeah. Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin in the match everybody has been waiting to see since Kurt Angle first debuted against John Cena.
What about Roman and McIntyre?
Oh, I didn't know anybody really wanted to talk about it.
Well, who do you think is going to win?
Roman.
Drew.
It should be Drew.
It should be.
But it will be Roman.
You think so?
Yeah.
They'll go the feel good route.
So, well, you probably are right, but man, they were just like really pushing Drew hard. That sucks. He's going to just have to kind of move out of the way now.
Well, he's been kind of out of the way, though, because they keep putting him with other people.
Right. Drew, he's got a good heel push right now going.
Great heel push.
As far as like the monster of Raw right now. But it is their golden boy, Roman Reigns, and I'm not saying that against Roman. It's not his fault.
Right, of course.
But yeah, I feel this is like, you know, your return to WrestleMania, and now you got to take down the bully.
Ah, okay, I get it. Yeah.
So we'll see. It would be surprising and great, I think, booking if Drew wins.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be down for that. That'd be good. let's see. Yeah, Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. Angle's farewell match in what is probably the worst matchup I've ever. It just doesn't make any sense. It's so dumb. This should have been at Fastlane.
I still think somehow John Cena gets involved in this, and John Cena is the actual match.
No, I feel like John Cena is going to get involved with the Elias segment as revenge for last year when he interrupted John Cena and The Undertaker.
That's your take.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think they've put too much into this crap. For them to go another way, unfortunately. I don't want to see it. Kurt Angle deserves better.
Whoa, Cole, we could both be right. Maybe the Elias segment happens before this match. And then John Cena gets in. We're both right.
So you think not Undertaker, but John Cena.
Undertaker.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think Undertaker's coming out for the Elias segment?
No, you said John Cena gets involved with the Elias segment.
Yeah.
I think I was still talking about Kurt Angle.
I see.
Corbin, but then Undertaker will come out, and that's his match for WrestleMania.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
No Undertaker at all.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's no Undertaker this year.
It'd be weird not to have one without him.
Yeah.
So that's why I was thinking him, but I don't know.
I gotcha.
I think it's about time at this point to have a WrestleMania without The Undertaker.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm all for it. But, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get it. It would be, it'd be unlike WWE, for sure.
Yeah.
I definitely think Corbin takes the loss, though. I mean, or no, wait, Corbin probably will win. I'm probably going to win that match.
If they go old school, Corbin would win.
Yeah, Angle goes out on his back.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's just depressing to even talk about.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks, but what are you
going to
do?
Yeah, what are you
going to do? Yeah, I can think of about a billion younger guys he could put over than Baron. But, I don't know, what do you think, Tom? Baron's your boy.
I didn't like this to begin with, yeah. So.
Well, if it sticks, then it's Carrot versus Baron. What do you got?
I still think John Cena shows up. John Cena versus Kurt Angle.
That wasn't my question. I said if it sticks, who would you go with?
I think Kurt's got to go out as a winner.
So you're not going old school way where the guy that's going out loses?
No, I think Kurt goes out as a hero.
All right, well, we shall see.
I think that happens even if John Cena shows up.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, so last ones are the championship matches. We've got Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship. Does anyone think Brock loses?
Yes.
No. I don't.
Oh. I want to believe, man. I want to believe.
Yeah, I think that's true for all of us. I'm going to say Brock loses.
I'm going to say because Roman's back again, I just get the feeling that Roman's going to be the one and Seth is going to lose.
Yep. Seth's going to turn on Roman, and that's your SummerSlam match right there.
Yeah.
I think, let me plan this out in my head just a little bit, because he's not on the card and he's not in the Battle Royal yet. I think... think somehow Dean helps Seth win.
That's who's missing. You don't have a match, do we?
Nope.
Huh. Maybe.
Yeah. I have a feeling if not, you know, he'll be in the Battle Royal.
I just don't see three titles changing hands at WrestleMania, three of the top titles. So I definitely see one of those three people.
Yeah.
Losing, or sorry, people, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
And I think...
Well, technically, it'd be four titles.
Well, yeah, sure.
One match.
I think Seth Rollins has the highest chance of losing.
Losing, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know what the Brock Lesnar future looks like. I can't remember if he's supposed to be at Raw after WrestleMania. But that doesn't mean a whole lot. He could just be there to lick his wounds. All right, let's go to the United States Championship match, which I'm not 100% sure is happening because the Rey Mysterio injury seems to be legit, and he's not sure he's going to be able to go for WrestleMania, but it also could be a work. But he got Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio Jr.
Man, that one's tough to call.
Yeah.
I think with the injury, that's the only reason why Ray would lose, but I don't see him losing any other way.
Wow, okay. I think Joe just got it, so I don't think he's going to lose it, but it is the United States Championship, so who really cares?
I think it's going to be Rey Mysterio winning to pop the crowd.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tomas? Tom? We lost Tom. All right, let's move.
Yeah, we lost Tom.
He must have went to get a brewski,
a beverage,
a brewtowski.
It was a bottle of water. Don't worry.
For the Intercontinental Championship, we've got champion Bobby Lashley versus, I think what everybody is assuming is the Demon, Finn Balor. I'm excited to see the Demon again because why not? But at the same time, he's beaten Bobby without the Demon. And I think for him to be the Demon, it just calls for a win.
He's beaten Bobby without the Demon, and didn't he have a match against Brock for the title? Why didn't you bring it out then?
I know.
Come on,
I know.
Man. Like,
it's too inconsistent.
I wish he had that when he really needed it. Like, it was his, you know, his calling card. He digs deep and he pulls out his inner Demon when he
wins. Yeah,
right. I feel like they only do it when he's guaranteed a win. Like, they want the Demon to be undefeated, and I think they do want that to be the new streak.
Yeah.
But he's, well, I guess NXT don't count. I was going to say he's lost.
Of course. Yeah, of course. Of course. We've talked about that before.
I definitely think Finn's winning the match, though, so.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He should win quickly as the Demon. So, we'll see.
We'll see.
I hope he has a really cool entrance.
Yeah.
I hope they do something.
With that rate.
Not no computer animated shit. I hope they actually do something.
With that rate and the makeup, though, that calls for disaster. I don't know how that works with water on the makeup, you know? I hope it doesn't rain for when he comes out, at least. But yeah, I hope for just an awesome entrance.
Yeah, at least give us that. I mean, it's WrestleMania. Put your money on that, man.
Yeah. Tom?
Yeah, I want to see the demon. It's all I care about.
The demon walk out with the title, you think?
I don't know what the odds we used to talk about the, you know, doing the demon wins or whatever, but I think this is the one. He'll win out.
Okay. All right. So that leaves us with two more matches, probably the most hyped matches of this WrestleMania season, and I think deservedly so. Let me make sure I didn't miss. Oh, I did miss one. Triple H versus Batista in a no holds barred match. If the game loses, he must retire from in-ring competition for at least at least 1 week or a year or, you know, however long it takes for them to put another match on him. You know how that works.
This is a retirement match for Triple H, huh?
Yeah, and we all know Batista's staying full-time, right? Oh, wait, no, he's not.
I'm sure he will. He's not doing anything else.
He got his wish. His buddy James Gunn is back, so they're gonna go do they're gonna do Guardians 3 and then get married.
Whoa! Don't ruin it. He's not here anymore. Drax is gone.
He's not here anymore.
He's here in spirit. Actually, I did just clean him up with my dustbuster. Sorry, guys.
Oh wow.
That was the best promo this week.
Dustbuster too, huh?
Triple H. Kiss my ass. Really? That's all you got? Yeah, that's all you got? Just kiss my ass?
Well, it's different. Okay. It's different when he has bad writers writing for him. The lines aren't as funny as him being invisible the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably that one writer was like, let's see if he says this.
Yeah, let's see if he'll actually say this. He just reads off the teleprompter, right?
Yeah. He's Ron Burgundy. Yeah, all right, just read this. Kiss my ass. Damn it, he did.
I guess apparently he said it like Kane with the voice box.
Boy, Kane with the voice box.
Takes you back, right?
Remember that? Holy crap.
Yeah. Undertaker!
Oh, it was awful. Kane never needed to speak, ever. Then they went and did that, and then
never needed to speak or show his face at all.
Right, leave the mask on. He was way cooler back then,
and now he's removed it. And he's like, "I'm running. I am now your mayor."
Yeah, he's in town too, by the way. So maybe he'll pop into the battle royal and lay the law down, as it were.
Please vote for civic law number 72.
What'd you say, Monroe?
At least Pyro.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't have Pyro, then he shouldn't even come out. He got himself through AJ entrance without Pyro. It's like terrible.
If they're going to do it, WrestleMania is when to do it, but they never seem to do it. Yeah, so Triple H versus Batista. Who has Trips not winning?
Trip is definitely winning. Triple H don't lose.
Right, especially to a guy who's not coming back the next day.
Especially at WrestleMania, unless it's Daniel Bryan.
Or Ronda Rousey.
Oh, Ronda Rousey. He's not losing.
Yeah, I don't think he's losing.
Yeah, I don't think he's losing.
All right. Now back to now I can say the two matches that have gotten the most hype, and deservedly so. We'll start with the not main event, because we know what the main event is. Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship. Does anyone think Daniel Bryan leaves with the title?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
You really do.
Big E is turning.
Oh, just Big E?
I don't think it's here though. I believe you. Yes, but I don't think it's here.
No, I do think it happens on the Raw after.
SmackDown after?
Yeah, whatever. That too.
I don't know.
It's SmackDown after because Big E, you said, you know, he just licks the turds off of whatever Raw. He hates Raw. So yeah, he's gonna stay on SmackDown.
This one is actually, I think, I don't know. I don't think it's just as simple as, oh, of course Kofi is winning. I really don't think it's that simple.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's a huge chance that Kofi may not win due to whatever. I really think it's 50-50, and that's where I am with it right now.
All right, all right. I'm standing by my original pick months ago, I think, probably. A long time ago. I'm going to say Kofi wins, and this is, you know, the big moment for him that he's earned by far for a long time. But sure. I don't think it lasts very long, sadly.
Yeah, I agree. I was thinking for a while that this would be the title that did not change hands, but now I'm leaning more towards Brock keeping his title. And this just seems like they've lined so much adversity up in the way that the babyface has to come back. I mean, if they tell any other story, then, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, F off. Like, you can't do that to fans. You can't build up that much adversity against a character and then not pay it off, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's his moment, you know, he's going to overcome all the odds, and I just hope the fans make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
It should be a great moment for Kofi.
You want to talk about a crowd turning on you, if he doesn't win, that whole...
Oh, if he doesn't win, the people should walk out, to be totally honest.
That whole place will turn.
Yeah.
And we know the WrestleMania crowd isn't necessarily the hardcore fans. There's a lot of business people that go, and, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there are the hardcore fans usually that go are in the nosebleeds, because you know we can't afford that. We're blue collar folk.
Yeah, for sure.
But I know a couple people that are going, and I hope they have a great time. But at the same time, I think if Kofi loses, that place might riot.
Yeah, and again, rightfully so. Cause
they should. Yeah.
The story's right there for them to tell.
I think so too, but that's why I think that. It's not going to be that simple because it writes itself.
Right. Do you think it's because...
That's why I feel like it's going to go another way.
Right. Right. Do you feel it's like Vince saying, you want it to go this way? Well, I choose which way we go.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so. I really think it's either Kofi does not win, but it's not a clean loss. Like someone interferes, something happens, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kofi wins and it's not a long title reign, like you said, Dave. I really think it's either or.
I lean more towards, like you said, the Kofi wins, but then the title reign is short.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. We ready to move on to the main
event? Whoa. I had this written perfectly in my head 2 weeks ago when... Vince came out and he said, yes, Kofi will go to WrestleMania. I thought this week they were going to put, and this is how I would have booked it. It would have been fantastic. One more chance, one more shot. Kofi Kingston has to win the Andre Memorial Battle Royal on the pre-show to give his shot. Daniel Bryan, the end of the show. That would have got the crowd all into Kofi at the beginning of the show and the pre-show and would have lasted the whole way through, and then he wins the title.
I don't know. That seems like let's just carbon copy the Daniel Bryan playbook.
That's what they're running the same playbook anyway.
No, they're not. It's at least
He's
a little
just
different.
He's not facing two different people.
Right. The Battle Royal means nothing, and they don't want to have the champion coming out with a trophy every week. I don't know. I don't like that idea, but I get where you're going.
That's where I thought it was going to be booked. But I think there's no way Kofi comes out of this without the title, because it's going to lead to Crazy Eyes Big E. Later.
Pancake shitting Big E.
Yikes.
All right, now, if we're ready to move on to the main event. Pause for interruption. Okay. Winner takes all, triple threat match for the Raw Women's Championship and the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. That stipulation pretty much guarantees Becky Lynch walks out with both titles. Am I wrong? Any dissenters or disagreeers?
Yes.
Oh. Please.
Charlotte.
Ooh. Please.
I think everyone is kind of overestimating how over Becky Lynch is right now. I think Charlotte is working her way back into good fortune with the fans. And, yeah, I think Charlotte has just as good of an opportunity to be the one to walk out with both of those titles, especially considering she's a Flair. And I don't think she's really had her crowning achievement yet. I mean, she's done a lot of firsts and things of that nature, but I don't think she's had that big crowning win yet. And I think that this would be it. What was her crowning
win? She was the first women's champion at WrestleMania 32 when they brought out the new title.
Yeah, but I don't think that's big enough. I don't think that's the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, when you want to compare it to, I guess not.
I mean, this is being brought up as, like, you know, the biggest women's wrestling match of all time to them, so.
It's not. Well, I see Rousey taking both.
Wow.
I just do. I think Rousey is the reason why this is the main event, not Becky. And I think Rousey is the one that's going to take both titles. I think this was going to be the whole plan, the whole idea the entire time, and it was because of Rousey. Honestly, I do. I think they planned this because of her. So, I don't see her signing a contract for however many million dollars she gets into main event WrestleMania and then lose. I just don't see it. So, I really see her winning. That's unfortunate, but that's what I see.
Tom?
I really see your point there, Monroe. And I hadn't even thought about it that way, but... everything I've read that Ronda's going to take a break or be gone for a little while, and the booking, it's perfect for Becky to take it. So that's why I think John might be right. The booking is too perfect for Becky. It's going to be Charlotte.
All right. I think still that it's Becky, and I what was I gonna say? Somebody said something that I wanted to say off of that, but whatever. Yeah, I'm just sticking with my Becky pick. And yeah, Roz and Rousey sucks still. All right, what are the chances you watch the entirety of the show of WrestleMania?
Entirety.
Man,
you know what works in their favor for me watching the whole show is that I don't have anything else going on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, out of sheer boredom and lack of a life, I will probably fucking watch it. But
will it be like on in the background while you game or something?
Sure. That's probably how it'll end up. Yeah. Yeah.
No WrestleMania parties for you guys?
Not at the moment. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it.
Okay. Tom?
Doubtful.
Really? What? Why? When would you start or when would you stop?
Probably start at about 7, maybe 8 o'clock. I don't know.
Wow, so well after the pre-show.
Yeah.
Okay. I will be driving, so it doesn't matter. So I'm out of this particular equation. But I would, if I was at home, watch, probably have the whole thing on, and I'd be doing other things like laundry and my usual Sunday routine.
Yeah.
Probably Skyping with Tom at 7.
Probably, yeah.
So, all right. So that's WrestleMania. We ended very lackluster as opposed to how we started. The energy really died off. And that's how the show is probably going to go on Sunday, too. So it is a very long show. It's a long show for fans to stay electric. It's very difficult for that crowd to stay entertained for that long. WrestleManias are tough, especially in a live arena in April, where sometimes it's cold still, and especially when they do Northeast stadiums or Midwest stadiums, and it's supposed to rain.
It's supposed to rain. Potential for rain. Crazy. Cold rain. That's so, worst.
So, yeah. So, there's a lot of things that work against the fans really enjoying however long it's going to be, 10 hours or something. Add into that, you know, these things are emotional and they drain on you when it's a good match. If you've ever been to a live show, when you get excited for a match, like a Buddy Murphy, Tony Nese thing live, or when your favorite guy is out there and it's a good match, that drains you. And that's why they have matches in between the big ones. You know, they kind of are filler. And, you know, it sucks to be in the filler spot, but, you know, sometimes that's your role. But, you know, and the crowd, it's just going to be tough for that crowd and any WrestleMania crowd to stay lit or electric for that long. And good luck at home. I imagine I'd fall asleep. but I'm old, so.
It'll be a long night, for sure.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Jesus.
Okay.
Really? Shut up.
If you're going to a WrestleMania party, please have fun. I hope you enjoy yourselves. Do the scorecard thing. That's always fun. Makes your parties a lot of fun with your friends. For this weekend, I'm Team Becky, Team Kofi, and Balor Club. So those are my people this weekend. Those are the matches I'm mostly concerned about. Of course, I'll watch probably a lot of the other ones, especially played back when I can fast forward through, you know, dumb stuff. All right, we'll be back next week to talk about all of that stuff and what we enjoyed, and of course the Raw after Mania and SmackDown after Mania and all that, and then recap all the other stuff that John and Monroe talked about and get their picks at what was their highlights of the weekend, because there's going to be a lot, I'm sure. So go ahead and enjoy this weekend of wrestling. It's all over the place. There's something for everybody. You don't have to be a WWE fan to enjoy this weekend. It's basically Wrestlepalooza, if you will.
Yes, this is for all of us. This weekend is for all of us wrestling fans.
So enjoy the whole weekend with that and have some fun. But if you want to converse with us about all things wrestling, we are at Ringside Geeks on all of the social medias. Individually, Tom, you are at
Skids_world.
John?
I am at XJohnNeave, JohnNeave, on Instagram and Twitter.
And Monroe.
I am on Twitter at Monroe, MUNROEEOTS. And YouTube channel, Eye of the Storm Entertainment.
There it is. Yes, thank you so much for sticking with this whole episode. It was 2 hours long, and we thank you for listening to the whole thing if you made it through. Sorry the WWE side of things was a little less than energetic, but again, it was a long show. And it's late, so, and we're in the middle of the week. We wanted to get this one out early, so we apologize for not bringing it fully like we do normally. But like I say, we're people. We're tired. Forgive us. Forgive us, please. Come back next week, and we'll make sure Conrad's here, and we'll make sure Kane is not here, and maybe Ian Richter will show up after his big weekend, after his big WrestleMania weekend, if he doesn't get a WWE contract. Then he won't be allowed on this show. All right, that is our show this week. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blast this weekend, everybody. Be good to each other. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Rumor and innuendo.